This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the besotted Ride of West London podcast, and we're coming to you from Molyneux, first time we've been here in a few years, and victorious bees. As you can hear, the fans here are clapping them off as 10-man Brentford beat Wolverhampton Wanderers 2-0 at Molyneux here for the early kickoff game on the TV. And what a tremendous result, what a tremendous score, what a tremendous performance. 10 men, and it could have been more, to be quite honest with you, as Brentford hit the post, hit the crossbar. Goals disallowed, there's all sorts going on. What an absolutely, I'll tell you something, it's one of the nervous ones. I mean, I was nervous throughout this game. I was nervous. We were sitting there counting down 55, 60, 65, 70 minutes. But to be fair, they defended like Trojans. Absolutely tremendous result. I'll tell you something, what a match.
Oh, great game, mate. They were brilliant. Really, really good.
I mean, really good. I mean, tell me about this today, because you captained Wolves today. What were you expecting before this match?
I'd take a draw at the beginning, but I thought they were brilliant from start to finish. Brentford, they just worked really hard, really, really hard.
I mean, so we had a nervous first 10 minutes, but after that, we seemed to grow in the game, didn't we?
I thought so. Yeah, I thought we were brilliant. I thought we were excellent. Fans were excellent. Brilliant performance. I think if you're looking at a player, Norgaard summed us up today. Didn't work. Didn't stop working the whole game. Brilliant, mate.
Listen, what an absolute... Listen, we've come here. There's so many games. There's so many games that we play. Brentford have played. I'm just going to say to you, how proud are you of that team out there today?
Very proud. Very proud.
I mean, did you expect to, what were you expecting? Get a point, 3 points, what were you expecting?
I thought we'd win, and we did.
You did? Yeah. Fair play to you. So you're spot on. Fair play to you. So listen, absolutely, team are tremendous, as you can hear. The team have come over, they're clapping to the fans as well, which is absolutely great. Absolutely tremendous. Yeah. Listen, what a result. What a result. Tell me. This game today. We were on the edge a little bit. Wasn't we out of it? But that we were comfortable until we went down to 10 men, I thought, didn't we?
Yeah, very comfortable. I thought first half we was excellent going forward. We could have had a couple more goals. I think even Bremo took his chances. I think the game could have been out of reach. But yeah, with 10 men, we've got to be well happy with that, haven't we? Well happy.
Listen, it's a great player, Shandon. It was a bit stupid, though, because he tried a little move, tried a little skill. He tried a little techers. Yeah. Didn't come off. But, he was still in his own half. Didn't need to take him out, did he?
No, he just got caught up in the moment, didn't he? Like you say, made a little mistake. And he just didn't think what he was doing, really. Just one of them things. But, yeah, boys done very well to hold off then. Brilliant result.
Just wondering, I mean, before the game today, what were you expecting from this game?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be tough, Bill, to be honest. I thought we might have nicked a draw, but, yeah, Hart said a draw, but... But yeah, I kind of thought that Wolves would have been a little bit stronger, to be fair. But yeah, brilliant day out. Brilliant day.
I mean, first four, you know, we've had four or five games now. Yeah. It's given us a bit of a taster of this division. And what do you reckon? Look at Janelt came right over the fans. He's got tops off. He's jumped over two fences to come over the fans as well. Actually, it kind of shows the spirit in that side, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's what we have got as well. We've got a right togetherness, I think, for this team. I think there's no kind of egos or anything. The boys are all put out there for together. I think Frank's done a great job. So, yeah, I think we're all right this season. I really do.
That's right. Ivan Toney's coming right over, jumping over two fences as well to throw his head out of the crowd as well. He's throwing it over as well. This is tremendous. It's absolutely tremendous. You feel it. Listen, good. And the sun's come out as well, hasn't it?
Lovely. Everything's turned out all right, Bill.
That's right. Everything's come out all right. So, listen, what a tremendous... I'm sitting here, I keep saying the word tremendous. I should expand my vocabulary. I keep saying tremendous. What a brilliant day.
Great afternoon that was. I've been coming 1966, my first game against Chester. What a difference for those days. All due respect to Chester, but what a great day out. What a great game. So exciting.
I mean, they're no mugs, these sports team, are they?
No. But every time Brentford seen them, since we've been in the Premier League, there's always incident with Brentford. It's so exciting to come along and see them. It just always seems to be some sort of incident. Loved every minute of it, Bill.
That's right. And your player, I mean, I'm going to ask you, you know, they all played really well. But your player of the match, who stood out for you?
Ivan, I think. Ivan for me.
And what's that?
He's just everywhere, mate. He's proper Premier. He's top six. Top six Premier League, I think.
It was a pain. I mean, you can see the comments he gave to Arsenal saying, you ain't got a strike, I ain't going to do anything. You think that might be the calling card?
No. It's brilliant. It's great. Superb.
That's all good. That's all good. This has been... It's really weird because I remember coming here in Division 1 and we came here for the first time. It was a bit of a ding-dong match. Yeah. 92. That's right, we're in the other end as well. Subway Army and all that nonsense was going on. Listen, we're old school boys. We remember. We've been to Wolverhampton many times. Trust me. We remember the bad days. We remember the good days. Like I said, Division 1 days as well, we came here. We were ding-donging with them. We went up with them. Then the Championship, we were ding-donging. And we were better for them for a lot of the time we were in the Championship as well. To be fair, they got the money in, they got the players in, they did the business and they raised themselves up to another level. But, you know, in the Premier League. But we've come here and we've shown that we can hold our own.
We have. I'm a bit disappointed, to be honest, because I think we should have won about 6 or 7-0 with the chances.
You're greedy.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a deep dive in quest afterward to see why we missed the other 5 chances.
I'm never 4 happy. Chances.
Four? Well, yeah.
Can't even add up, can you? You're so excited.
Yeah, that was brilliant. It was brilliant. What a great day to come here in the Premier League and just...
On TV?
On TV, live on TV, watched all over the world. Early, of course, we get the Australian, New Zealand audience, everything right. And just come here and stamp our name, Brentford FC, in the Premier League. We're here. We're a bus stop at Hounslow. You can't stop us. We're on a roll.
We are on a roll indeed. Absolutely teeping tremendous, as they say. What a performance, eh?
Oh, the first half was absolutely superb. On top, the whole of the first half. Second half, what a professional performance in the second half. Wore them down, went down when we needed to, wasted the time when we needed to. We are now a Premier League team.
We're also a bus stop in Hounslow, apparently.
We are a bus stop. 267, 37. We are just a bus stop in Hounslow.
Absolutely, as you can hear. Apparently, we're a bus stop in Hounslow, they're saying. We are a bus stop in Hounslow. But we do. We're coming out. Bees up, Fulham down. We still can't remember. We will obviously never forget. We will never forget. We'll never forget the Fulham. Bees up, Fulham down. Tell us something, talk to us. How proud are you after that result?
Mate, unbelievable, you know. 10 men, bit of a stupid mistake, but the challenge of the players they put in, 110%, unbelievable.
How do you think, before the man got sent off, how were you feeling? Do you think that we were comfortably in control, or do you think that, you know...
We need that third goal that we should have got in the first half, I reckon. But, you know, we handled it, handled the situation, brilliant.
I mean, to be fair, also, the other thing is that we did put another bot, 3 goals in the back of the net or something like that.
Yeah.
Was it 4? I can't even remember.
No, it should have been. It was 4, but the handball, how can they give that, you know? Apparently it was, but his arm was in a natural position. But this is VAR, isn't it? This is Premier League.
But listen, we're still hanging on right in there, aren't we? We're right in there. You know, the mighty bees are right up there, aren't they?
They are, of course we are. You know, we're just a bus stop in Hounslow.
Yeah, we are. A bus stop in Hounslow. Good, safe journey back, Benji.
And you, mate.
Wicked, man. So, yeah, calm down a little bit as we're walking back from the ground to the pub afterwards to catch up with characters, to see what they're saying as well. And listen, it was we've had a few minutes, or more than a few minutes, to actually reflect on that one. And it was a great performance, a great result. Will backs up against the wall, wasn't it?
It was a great performance. You know what, if I'm honest, like, you know, apart from Arsenal, which is like, you know, the most supremo game of the season so far, but I thought that was a really, really good game. I thought Wolves looked very strong. I think the way they pass, move, their control of the ball, they were excellent in the first kind of 30 minutes of the game, and we had chances again, you know, that we just didn't put away. We had so many chances.
Well, we even put some of them away and they were choked off.
I mean, obviously, yeah, we had two disallowed and then we got the penalty, and Mbumba actually scored as well. But I honestly think at the moment that the chances that we get, we break too slowly. We need to break a lot quicker. We need to, there needs to be more support. I mean, what's great about Tony, he reads the game really well. So does Mbumba. They drop back to support, but then when we win the ball, there's no one there. And so it's giving us, that's what's kind of giving us quite a lot of chances that we're not gaining.
So yeah. So listen, we've got the Wolves fans here. They've just been showing us the way to go back to the station, back to the pub, which has been very nice of them as well. We've been there to have given a nice hospitable welcome down there, to be fair, in Wolverhampton on a sunny Saturday afternoon now, isn't it? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, but you know, like I said to you, Mbumba, but to talk about Mbumba, listen, he should have scored at least a hat-trick today. He hit the crossbar in the second half and he had a couple of chances in the first half and everything like that as well. And this is not, you know, again, we talked about the Brighton game where he should have scored a hat-trick as well. Someone's got to get it from Mbumba soon, aren't they?
I think he is. I mean, I think there's got to be a point where he goes, you know what, I'm going to make these count now. That chance he hit, I hit the crossbar, I cannot even tell you how close that was. It was phenomenal. What a strike.
But I'm going to ask you, is that, should that have been a goal?
In what, I mean, he should have got, I mean, in fairness, he had the whole goal. I mean, it was literally like an open goal.
I mean, it was harder to hit the crossbar, I thought, than put it in the back of the net.
Exactly.
It says someone who doesn't, who hasn't got the skills of him, but still, you know what I mean.
I mean, when you see, like, years ago, and I used to do, like, the crossbar challenge, how hard that was. For him to actually hit the crossbar like that was incredible. So, I mean, you know, the chances we had. But I think, you know, Wolves had chances, but they just didn't have, I don't think they had the skill to put it away that they should have. We've got the skill, but we're not making those chances. And I do think we need somebody else in the centre giving more support to Tony and Mbumba. I think that we don't push forward too quick enough. We need to hold our defensive line. If you look at Wolves, that defensive line was strong. As soon as they got the ball, they were pushing up. When we win the ball, we haven't got anyone to play it to. And those are our weaknesses. And in the Premiership, we can't carry on like that, because we will start to get punished by teams who are breaking very quickly and are not playing it back to start again. I think Raya was outstanding today. Absolutely outstanding. Along with Jano as well. But yeah, I think good game. I really enjoyed it. Put up a good fight. If I'm honest, I think Baptiste should have come off about 5 minutes before.
Oh, of course. Yeah, we'd all said that, wouldn't we, now? I mean, I said that before anyway.
I called that. I actually said to someone, I said, you know, honestly, I think he would, you know, literally just before his first booking, I thought, you know what, you're losing a few balls here. I think he should have come off. And he looked a bit hot-headed as well. The referee didn't help us, really, but, you know, it's silly. But, you know what, 10 men and we still went out and won it.
Definitely. Listen, so looking at Liverpool next week, so it's all good, mate, because we're banking up the points that we need to get, and no one's expecting us to get any points next week. So, and these 3 points, I must admit, I put us down for a 2-2 draw today. I was there on the Wolf Fancast, also on our own podcast and the Wolf Pack as well, and you put us down for a draw. So to get the 3 points is actually a big bit. Listen, Mr. Phil Giles is creeping up here behind me. No, you don't. Listen, take a second. Listen.
This way, so,
station. I think the station's. We were told to go under the underpass. So, Phil, yeah, we're saying that 2 points. I mean, 1 point I was expecting it today, and we banked more than that. So, this is a win-win.
Yeah. Well, you saw it. It was a good performance, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an excellent performance by the Bees. But I mean, just tell us how you saw that game, because of the first 10 minutes. We always seem to be a little bit shaky in the first 10 minutes, like we're just kind of getting behind, you know, getting into the game. But then after that, we seemed to start controlling things. And I thought we were in control of that game pretty much the whole way through until the sending off. And then obviously, it's back because they're all a little bit.
Yeah, but the best thing was that we still created some chances even when we were down at 10 men. You know, it wasn't just totally never cross halfway. We got in their half. And Brian hit the bar?
Yes, he did.
Ivan put it over the bar. So, yeah, so that was the best thing, that we still kept an offensive mindset even though we were down 10 men.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to ask you, I mean, first, what, for 5 games of the season, you're obviously delighted with our start so far, aren't you?
Yeah, we shouldn't have lost to Brighton either, should we? So, should be unbeaten. It's good. It's been good. Like, not getting carried away. All that stuff. Not getting carried away. Keep going. But, long way to go.
I mean, some people are sort of saying that, you know, they're saying that maybe our creativity, no, we're going sort of slightly defensive, trying to hit people on the break as opposed to kind of sort of going gung-ho. Is that kind of a fair assumption as to how we're sort of playing our game?
I don't think it's been like a decision to do anything different, but it's been much more, the quality of the opposition's better, they're more organised, it's harder to create chances, so you got to just take your chances when it can come, right? Decision this way, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, and again, and listen, we're not getting ahead of ourselves, but do you think we've got some big games coming up? We've got your Liverpools, we've got your Chelsea's, we've got your West Ham's. Yeah. Do you think that the games that we've had, which I say, and I'm not disrespecting the teams that we had before, they're Championship games. They're teams that we met in the Championship, so they know us, we know them. They've come up from the Championship, had to grow off like us, but we're playing the big boys now. Do you think they might have set us up a little bit more for actually kind of, not saying we couldn't compete before, but, you know, we're not going there with sort of got, as tourists in this division. We're actually going in there thinking, actually, we've done all right, so it actually may set us up better for when we play teams like Liverpool.
Yeah, I think we're perfectly capable of getting points off Liverpool and Chelsea. Not saying we will, but we've got a capability. We're well-structured, organised. It's a very, very disciplined team performance today. It's hard to break us down. Obviously, they'll be favourites, you know. They'll expect to win the game. So, give it a crack, right?
Give it a crack. So, you're obviously happy with Brentford so far?
Yeah.
Ahead of the game?
Yeah, but are you happy with Brentford? You and everyone else must be happy.
We're delighted. We're absolutely delighted. I mean, last week was a gutter, but I didn't expect to... I was hoping that we might get a point. If we could squeeze it, you know, we lost against that game, but I was only expecting to get a point today at the most. So, for me, we're ahead of the game. Very much so.
Yeah, so if we'd drawn last week and drawn today, you probably would have been happy, but we're actually a point ahead.
That's
by
right.
Winning, aren't we? So,
that's right. I'm going to have to ask the question because this is very important. Last week, I mean, you said we should have beaten Brighton. Before the game, did you put Brighton down as a win for Brentford? We can say that in retrospect now.
No. No, but I don't do that. I didn't say we should have won the game. I just said there's no way we should have lost it. You know, that we didn't really give up very much at all in the whole game. And then a moment of quality and wins it.
But you...
So it's going to happen, right? I mean, we play some good teams, right? They're gonna, one game, we'll lose some games. Then some games will nick it at the end with a bit of quality. That'll happen. So no big deal. I didn't go home gutted. It was just one of them things.
Listen, Phil, and I've got Cliff Crown here as well. Cliff is very happy as well. Let me say, so Cliff, you're happy. You're obviously a happy man because things are looking okay, aren't they? Other than the Arsenal result, but we won't talk about that one. You know what I'm saying?
That's fine. Looking very okay. We've got four very tough fixtures coming up, so it's good to bank some points.
That's right. Listen, Phil, Giles, Cliff Crown, get back on the train. We're going back over to Kevin Fitzpatrick. Safe journey, and I'll catch up with you later. See you later. Cheers. See you later. So listen, we're back in the pub and we've got Wolves fans in the house here. First, we want to say to you, very hospitable today. We've come inside here before the game and you made us feel welcome. It's been really great. The match today, I thought it was not blood and thunder, but I just thought, you know, I'll not be funny, we had our hearts in our mouths for a lot of that second half anyway. But, you know, so in that respect, I think it's got to be a good game. We were obviously happy to come away with 3 points. I don't know how you saw the game. How did you see it?
I think we started off very well, Your guys were up for it as well, and as soon as you had your first goal disallowed, that seemed to kill the game for our players. We were then fairly flat after that. All credit to you, you took your chances. You outplayed us for quite a lot of the game. Not particularly happy with your time-wasting tactics.
I haven't said anything.
No.
Carry on.
No, absolutely. We could basically, I think, have played all day, though, never have scored.
I mean, we heard about this. I mean, I was on your full Wolves Fancast podcast beforehand. You know, we were on the Wolfpack. We've been chatting to a lot of you guys. I know a lot of you guys and girls as well, chatting before the match. And I was very nervous about this game, I have to admit, because I know that you created a lot of chances, haven't put them in the back of the net. But you know, if you believe in XG, it's about high-quality chances and, you know, basically putting it on a plate and then being able to score. And you seem to be able to put it on the plate, but you don't actually put the ball in the back of the net. I thought you had, I mean, there was two opportunities you had in the second half in particular, which I thought were dead certain chances, and you just didn't score them.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And that's pretty much been the story of the season so far. We've made many chances. We just can't score for some reason. I was rather hoping that having broken our duck at Watford last week, that now we'd start taking those chances, but they're still not coming, and all we can do is just hope that we can carry on playing in the same way that we have done for the first four games of the season, and the goals will hopefully start coming in. Our strikers will get a bit more confidence and we'll push on.
And I've just got to ask you a quick question, because obviously you were in the Championship with us, you were in the Division 1 with us, you've come up, you've been in the Premier League for years. What did you think of Brentford? Because all we want to do is survive in this league. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I was very impressed. When you went 1-0 up, you didn't park the bus. You went out to get more goals. Very refreshing. I said the only thing that that was a little bit disappointing was the time wasting that we all thought that was pretty overt, certainly in the second half. But other than that, you play nice football, and I'm sure you'll stay up.
Okay, wicked. Good. Fair play to you and safe journey home. So, listen, all the Wolf fans in the house here as well. Just wanted to let you, before the Wolves fans as well, before that, we actually had Phil Giles, who is the Brentford Director of Football, and also Cliff Graham, who's a Brentford CEO, or Brentford Chairman, who were actually talking on the podcast before. So we get all characters. We get fans. We get our Directors of Football. Director of Football, obviously, Phil Giles was very happy about how it's gone on, but he's trying to hold it down. And Cliff Crown, obviously, he does the finances, and he's obviously very happy with where we're playing as well. Very happy with the cha-ching that is coming through the third side. And also very happy because, obviously, he loves Arsenal a little bit as well. We beat them as well. So he glossed over that one as well. We've got a Wolves fan in the house here, I believe. Brentford fan in the house. He's wearing an orange T-shirt, or gold T-shirt, as they say over here. And does anyone else want to talk to me about the game here today as well? Listen, they're all... Come on, listen, Wolves. I thought that you guys... Listen, Traore. Talk to me about Traore, because he's a player who, as we said on the podcast before, he scared the bejesus out of us, like, you know what I'm saying? And I noticed they swapped him over to actually be on Canales' side. We had our left-back playing at the right, and they swapped him over. What is going on there?
He's quick, but he can't concede goals that well. I think he played a lot better last season, but I do think he's good. I think he plays well. He's got to be quicker on that ball. He's got to get to the goal. He's got to pass it over and find someone to pass to.
I mean, with Wolves today again, I mean, obviously you didn't get the result. Were you disappointed with what you saw today?
I was, only because I'm usually fine with a loss. I mean, it's not brilliant, but I did think it was a bit unfair.
Why?
Just because of the way that, just the ref and the way that Brentford played. I think they played really well. I think they did deserve a win, but I think there's a bit of time wasting going on, a little bit of cheating.
Time wasting and cheating, they're two different things, you know what I'm saying? We did have 10 men, you know what I'm saying? We had to last that 90 minutes with 10 men.
Yeah, half an hour with 10 men. I think you played well. It's our worst game of the season. We didn't play that great. So you deserve the win, but I did think it was a bit unfair at times.
I'm going to ask a question, and people say this, and I think it's a very fair question. When sometimes a team lose, they say that we didn't play very well, or do you think that Brentford actually, the way that we played our game, didn't make you play your game?
I think Brentford did play really well. I mean, we have played well up until today. I just think we kept giving the ball away. I think Brentford deserved the win.
Yeah. So, listen, safe journey back home later. Listen, Bees fan in the house, I know that you're a very happy Bees fan. I saw you at the final whistle, I saw you inside there. You haven't stopped beaming, you haven't stopped smiling. You're quaffing that pint down now as well. Talk to me about that day. You just tell me your thoughts.
Of the game itself, I thought we were fantastic. I thought we pushed everyone up much further forward than we have done in the past. With Janelt playing further forward, Norgard playing further forward. Baptiste was a little bit more out of the game in some ways. But we were very assertive in the game. And I thought we were fantastic, honestly. I was very, very impressed.
It's interesting because as we were coming down, like I said, we spoke to Phil Giles a little bit earlier, and we caught him outside the station with Cliff Crown. But also we spoke to a lot of Wolves fans outside the station who wouldn't go on podcasts. They talked to us, but we said, you want to record? And they said, no. But they were going, you absolutely battered us. They said that. And I said, I don't think so. But they actually thought that Brentford battered them. And I don't know if it's maybe in their head they thought that they were going to give us a bit of a beating, because we didn't. They thought in reverse that we'd batter them. I mean, I didn't think we battered them. I thought we gave them a good game.
Coming up earlier this morning, I thought I would take a draw straight away, without a doubt. But when we came up to the game, they weren't particularly good. And we, as I said, we were assertive for the once. The first time we've been really assertive, I thought, for the whole of this season, five games in. But we pushed on. We were on the front foot. We took the game to them, and I thought, that's fantastic.
So I'm going to ask you, at any stage, were you nervous?
Honestly, when we got the man sent off after 30 minutes to go, then I was nervous for 2 minutes. Then I'd forgotten about it until the Brentford fans started singing, "We've already got 10 men." Because honestly, I didn't even recognise we already had 10 men. That's how I saw the game. Anyway.
So we got Liverpool coming up next week. Listen, is it whatever?
I can't see them troubling us, can you?
That's the attitude. That's what we like to hear. Can we put you in the dressing room?
Yeah, oh yes.
All right, talk to you later, then.
Cheers.
We're talking about levels here. I mean, you've got no idea what's going on, do you?
I honestly, after that, I had a sort of middle, you know, bottom-ish kind of level. But after today, I no longer know what level Brentford are at. We go into a Liverpool game next week, and I honestly don't know what to expect. I'm not sure what will happen, but we're a better Brentford than even I thought we were. So good today.
I'll tell you something, one thing that you know will happen is Frank the Tank Onyeka will be starting against Liverpool. That's one thing you know will happen, isn't it? Because obviously because Baptiste got sent off.
Yeah, a little bit of naivety from Baptiste today, but you know, he'll learn from that. But we didn't suffer, fortunately, today from it. And yeah, Frank's going to get at him. And I honestly think we can give Liverpool a good run for their money next week. And who would have thought? Little old bus stop in Hounslow giving You'll Never Walk Alone Liverpool a run for their money.
Listen, I like the positivity, and like I said to you, I'm still trying to hold it down. Don't forget, we've got a podcast. We're going to have a weekend review tomorrow. We'll probably record it about 8 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. If you can find a third person to actually wake up early and record it with us, because me and Lainey like to get up very early on a Sunday, and we'll probably have that out late on Sunday or probably first thing on Monday morning. Check that out on prideofwest.london. But Wolverhampton Wanderers, like I said to you, I was chatting to some characters over there, and they talked to some fans outside the station, and the Wolves fans were saying that we battered them. I didn't think that we battered them, did we?
I don't think we battered them. Today, it's all fine margins. Going into the game, I was expecting somewhere between a 2-1 loss and a 1-1 draw, if I'm honest. But today, we were marginally better than them at every single tackle, every single challenge. Brentford were there, and they were marginally better.
Isn't that important for an away? I mean, we're away from home. So, you know, to face it, you're saying that we dominated in every area. We were first to the tackles, we were first there. Even if we had 10 men, we were still first. And that is quite important when you're playing on somebody else's turf, isn't it? I mean, Brighton last week, they didn't dominate us. No. They had one shot and they won in the end, but they got the win, 3 points, but they didn't dominate that game.
No, but yeah, we, you know, it is all about the margins. It's fine margins today. We took our chance. Could have had more, right? Let's be honest. It could have been more. Brentford could have had a right field day. They could have had a couple in it. But today we were just that little bit better, that little bit sharper, that little bit there. That togetherness, we were there. And I just don't know where to place anymore. I don't know where Brentford will finish. But it's exciting.
Wolf fans in the house here, listen, and like I said to you, thanks very much. Hospitality, we were in here beforehand. Listen, you guys have been great. Appreciate it. The result, I know, didn't quite go your way, but tell me about that game. Tell me what you thought, and do you think it's the right result?
Basically, I just didn't think we turned up today. Simple as, I think. It's one of those, it's quite frustrating at the moment being a Wolves fan, because they can't take the chances. It just seems like that's how it's going. It's really weird. But yeah, for me, it's just a really frustrating game.
I mean, Brentford came here. Listen, we just want to kind of get a point here or there and just kind of get out. But the thing is, I don't know if you noticed, but we ain't defending. We're kind of like we're going for it, aren't we?
No, definitely. You guys are really attacking, which is really good. In a sense, you do remind me of how we came up to the Premiership, and that's why when I've had a few of my mates back at work are like, oh, we can see Brentford going, no, I'm just there going, no, they're staying up. I reckon you guys will stay up this season, and I reckon you'll do really well as well. I reckon you'll surprise a lot of people.
And I mean, about the game today, I mean, first 10 minutes or so, 15 minutes again, you were kind of like in the game, and then we kind of, well, I think we had a goal disallowed, and then after that, I noticed when the goal was disallowed, we just sort of switched it up again. The game just changed. Yeah. It's almost like we had a bit of belief in ourselves.
Yeah, definitely. You guys just... You managed to basically take it to the next gear and we couldn't today. There was just something about us that we just couldn't switch on, like I said before. But you guys definitely took advantage of your chances today, which is what we can't do as well. Especially the two goals. You just literally, as soon as you saw the opportunity, you pounced. Where we couldn't do that.
And question, Ivan Toney, I mean, everyone's heard about him and he was up there. I mean, he didn't score a goal as such. He had his shots, but it was a definite thorn in your side, wasn't he?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Definitely Cody and Kilman probably had an issue with him today by the looks of things. But no, it was a good game. It was a good game.
Safe journey back to you. Listen, we're all in here. I call us championship sides, even though it's not a disrespect, but we played in the championship together. So I think we know about the battling, you know. Yeah.
We've got history anyway. We go back 9 or 10 games we do, and I think we've about two draws we've had, and you've had about we've about level now. On how we played.
That's right.
And I'm the old fashioned boy. I believe in what's in a good game of football. If you don't get hammered and all that like we do, a lot of the play they do today. I watch a good decent game of football and that's it. And I watched a good game today and I. There was a bit of barricading in that, like.
So you lost, but you've seen a good game of football.
We lost, and we're going to mind about it. It's all it is, a game of football at the end of the day.
Especially after the pandemic, we just want to come out, have a beer, watch the game, have a little laugh.
I'll say that a lot of them were, as I say, being from the old, I'm from the old lot, I am. I like to watch a good game of football, and if we lose, that's it. And we're happy, but we didn't. I got a funny feeling.
So you're impressed with Brentford today, were you? Impressed?
Yeah, I was impressed. I got a funny feeling. We didn't after time we didn't turn up.
Yeah. Okay, listen. Yeah.
That's right.
But you played fantastic. You played fantastic today. You did, and it's. And you, as my lad said, you played as we used to be when we were in the championship. You come up, you got to prove a point now. You wanted to stay up, and that's it. And that touched my heart. That does.
Listen. Play safe journey back to you. Okay, so let's
see you guys.
So yeah, Beast fans in the house, very, very, very happy. And like I see you. You know, you got your point in. I don't think you're going to leave the pub, are you?
Oh, I want to say all night we were fantastic. I'm so happy at our performance. We were so strong. The back three just nullified. Every player did their job. They just nullified Wolves completely. We had a threat all day long. Even with 10 men, we had a threat.
And up front, what about up front? I mean, technically, some people said that we should have scored more goals. Do you think that's a problem?
It's not a problem. We would have missed chances. But if you get the chances in the first place, that's all good. We will take more than we will miss. We will get in the right moments and we will score enough goals to keep us in this league.
So, Premier League, we're here. We were a bit nervous about it, but so far, so good, isn't it, Bing?
Well, I was looking at this game today. I think the front three destroy us, maybe, potentially. But we kept them out and we did the business the other end. We could have had 4, 5, who knows. We are good and we're here to stay. I tell you that.
Come on, you be. So listen, this is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. Listen, we're all good. We're going to pub here. We're going to the Wolves. We've got Liverpool coming up here. It's going to be an all-day. As we say, come on, you be. As we say, come on, you be.
Come on, you be.
Is it all right? Do you want a second take?
There's no takes.
I know.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.